Please open your Bibles to Psalm 49 while I pray. God, we praise you. It seems like words like thanks fall short. So far short for what you've done for us. You did the impossible. You ransomed us. You ransomed our souls from our debt to you. You did what only you could do. God, we proclaim that every single one of us here is a sinner. That's why we came to you, not bringing anything of our own. Completely not self-reliant, we come, completely dependent on you. God, I pray that you would use your word to guide our remembrance and proclamation of you here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to look at Psalm 49, 13 through 15 in the context. It says, "This is the path of those who have foolish confidence. Yet after them people approve of their boasts. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol, with no place to dwell. But God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me." In Psalm 49, we see two different confidences and their ends contrasted. One is a foolish, self-reliant, self-confident, and the other is a trustworthy confidence in God. The end of the first, of the self-reliant, is hell. And the end of the second, the one who trusts God, is God's very presence. Let's look back at the text. In verse 13, the psalmist writes, "This is the path for those who have foolish confidence." In verse 14, he says what that path is. They are appointed for Sheol. David says in Psalm 23, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." But these people, all that they can say is, "Death will be my shepherd." See that in verse 14. The self-confident will be in a place where death rules. And we know from other places in Scripture that this is a place of eternal torment under God's wrath. So I think it's important that we ask a question. Are we this fool? Let's look at some of the descriptions in the psalm of this fool. Go to verse 6. "The fool is one that trusts and boasts in his or her wealth." We must ask ourselves, do we feel confidence and pride when we evaluate our riches? Or maybe on the flip side, do we feel hopelessness when we have little? This is a foolish way to live because we all will die. Living like this denies the ultimate reality that will befall us all. We all will die. Yet this is the way the world encourages us to live. It says, make a lot of money, save for retirement, enjoy life to its fullest, living as if there is nothing to come. So if you're going to have heaven, you got to make it for yourself here. The world encourages us to live self-confidently. Sometimes when we live our full week out in the workplace, among the world, we can start to buy into this view of things. That's one of the reasons why it's so gracious of God to give us weekly reminders, like the Lord's Supper, of what is ultimate, what is true, and how this world is passing away. So how can we avoid this eternity in hell? Look at verses 7 through 9. It's helpful. because it tells us that truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice that he should live on forever and never see the pit. The ransom for our life to keep us from eternal death is too costly for any of us to pay. It doesn't matter how much money you make, who your friends are, what good deeds you have done, how nice you are, how well you keep the rules, how hard you try, how sincere you are. Nothing in yourself, nothing in myself or in any other human is enough to purchase the life of even one of us. There is a price to be paid, and it's to be paid to God for our lives, and no man can pay it. Verse 15, but God. I love it when the Bible says, but God, because that means good news is coming. But God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol. So while no man can ransom himself or another, the psalmist has confidence in God himself. That God himself will ransom his soul. This is a good confidence. And for the one who has this confidence and gives up all confidence in self, all confidence in any other means of ransoming his soul so he can get to God, your end will be like the psalmist. You will be received by God. Death will not be your shepherd. Death will have no power. Death will not be your end, because when you die, then begins true life with God himself. And it's God's ransom of us that we remember and proclaim every week here at the Lord's Supper. God paid this ransom by coming to earth as a man, Jesus, and dying in our place. In Mark 10:45, Jesus himself tells us what his mission was in coming to earth. It was to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The psalmist didn't know how God would ransom him, but we do. Jesus died on the cross. It took the death of God to pay the debt to God that we owed. This debt was because of our sins, our rebellion against God, and we learn from Romans that the wages of this sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the only way to escape the power of death. That only way is to stop trusting in anything you have, do, could earn. Jesus paid it. And by so doing, God receives us to himself. That is the gospel, and that is good news. And it is this good news that we remember and proclaim now. God paid our ransom with his precious blood and his precious body. Let these physical reminders, the bread, the cup, let these physical reminders call you away from the foolish promises of riches and success. 100% of us will die. And if Christ is your confidence, your only hope, eat the bread and drink the juice, looking forward to the life with God that's to come. But if you refuse to give up loving this world and the things in this world, if you refuse to turn in repentance and faith and to cling to Jesus' death as your only hope, to cling to God's reconciliation as your only hope, please let the bread and juice pass by. This is a time for Christians. But I beg you to consider that in a few short years, you will die and face God. And I guarantee you that the riches that are to come for the very poorest of us with God are far better than anything that this earth has to offer, because you will gain God himself. So God has made the impossible possible by providing his Son, as a ransom for our souls if you would only trust him. So if you trust him, take the bread and the juice and proclaim and remember his death with us. Men, please come forward. And take communion on your own.